ஞானம் சீஹம் சபிஜானம் இதம் பக்ஷாமி அசீசபா ஜத்யத்யா நேஹ பூய அன்யா ஜ்ஞாதம்மம் அவசிஷ்யதே. ஞானம் knowledge. Krishna says to Arjuna that I am giving you perfect knowledge. So this is our process. We receive knowledge from the perfect person. There is no use getting knowledge from imperfect person. That is useless waste of time. When he is perfect person, who does not commit any mistake, who is never illusion, whose senses are not imperfect and who is not a cheater, these are the qualities. Children. These are the symptoms of perfect person. First thing is, he does not commit mistake. Throughout the whole world, you study big men, they committed mistake. Hitler committed mistake, Gandhi committed mistake, Churchill committed mistake. Because to any human, however big you may be, you cannot avoid mistake because you are not liberated. So, these are the signs of becoming perfect man, that he does not commit mistake. Neither he is illusion. Illusion means to accept something as something. That is illusion. Just like we are accepting this body as myself. If you ask me what you are, I am Indian, I am Brahmin, I am this, I am that. Now what are these? These are all bodily concepts of life. And this is illusion. Illusion means I am not this body. You have got experience. When a man dies, his relatives and children cry, my father is gone. But actually the father, the sons who knew the body of the father as the father, that was illusion. Now after death he is coming to understand that my father is gone. Why your father is gone? It is language. The same hand, legs, heads, coat, pants, everything like that. When you say that your father has gone, that means the real father he has never seen. He has seen the illusion of his father. This is called illusion. Is there any doubt? I am seeing you. What I am seeing you? I am seeing your body, your shirt, coat, pants, that's all. But, as Krishna says, that Dehinas means Jathadehe. Within this body, the real person is. Just like within the shirt and coat, the real person is. So, but the real person we never see. We see this shirt, coat, pant. And we say, this shirt, coat, pant, and this man, this is called illusion. To accept something, or something else. The son did not know who is father. He is going on calling the fat coat man of the father as father. This is commit. To commit mistake and to become illusion. And even if we try to become perfect, our senses are imperfect. We can be very much proud of our eyes. Somebody they say, can you show me God? Now how will you see? Now it's my eyes. But your eyes are imperfect, that will not admit. He forgets that so long the light is there, I can see. My pride for possessing the eyes is valid so long the light is there. As soon as there is no light, in spite of possessing the eyes, I cannot see. So you can see under certain conditions. If there is sunlight, then you can see. If there is no sunlight, you cannot see. So what is the value of your seeing? Imperfect eyes. So, similarly, our eyes are imperfect. Our all senses are imperfect. We gather knowledge by the senses. Five knowledge gathering senses and five working senses and mind. So, if these senses are imperfect, then how can I gather real knowledge? And without getting real knowledge, if I preach, that is cheating. If you have no knowledge, then what is there? So many scientists, philosophers, they are cheating. Actually, they have no knowledge. That life cannot be produced by chemical combination, it's still they are cheating people throughout the whole world. That life can be produced by chemical combination. And this eating is accepted. So there are so many other things that claim they have gone to moon planet, this, that. But according to Shastra, they are all cheaters. All cheaters. They cannot go. It is not so easy thing. They try to enter your African city, the African country, where there are so many rules and regulations, immigration, and you want to go to the Chandralok without any restrictions, you see. Chandralok is the planet of the demigods. There the people live for 10,000 of years. They are so advanced. Their comforts are many thousands better than the standard of comfort. And you want to go there without any passport and without any visa. From common sense. Can you enter anyone's country simply because you have got a aeroplane? But these things are going on. So, to accept knowledge from these rascals who commit mistakes, who are illusions, who are cheaters, whose senses are imperfect, is useless waste of time. This is the Shastri England. We should receive knowledge from the perfect. So, in all respects, who can become the perfect than Krishna? Krishna is accepted by Vedavyas, by Narada, by Arjuna, with big stalwart scholars and personalities, that he is the Supreme Personality of God. Just like this Bhagavad Gita. This Bhagavad Gita is recorded by Vyasa. the talks were between Krishna and Arjuna. And it was recorded by Vyasa's disciple, Sanjaya. And Vyasa, while writing Mahabharata, he put this dialogue within the Mahabharata. Why Vyasa put this conversation between Krishna and Arjuna in his authoritative book, Mahabharata? Mahabharata means Greater India. Bharat means Bharatvarsha. This planet was being called Bharatvarsha. So Mahabharata, the history of the whole planet. So Vyasa giving the history. Mahabharata is also very detailed. Mahabharata, Ramayana, with 18 Puranas, Vedanta Sutra, four Vedas, and then Upanishad. There are Vedic literature. So Mahabharata is authorized Vedic literature. And within the Mahabharata, this Bhagavad Gita is there. They are written Vedic literature. So, unless it is authorized perfect knowledge, why Vyasa should put in his Mahabharata? They are written perfect knowledge. Because it is spoken by the most perfect personality, Krishna. There is no question of mistake, there is no question of illusion. You can attain this also, state of life, liberated life. We have heard so many times liberation or mukti. Mukti means one who has no defects, as mentioned. That is mukti. Mukti does not mean one thinks himself that I have become Bhagavan. Vimukta mani. They have been called as rascals wrongly thinking that they are vimukta. Vimukta. Janmir vindakha vimukta mani. There are so many rascals. They are thinking that they have become mukta, liberated, Narayana. They are thinking like this. Janmeru bindakho vimukta mani. So, why they are, if they have become liberated, advanced, and thinking that they have become Narayana? So, what is the objection? The objection is, Jinnera Vindaka Vimukta Manina Tai Astabhava. They do not know what is Narayana, these rascals. Shankaracharya admits Narayana para abhyat. Narayana is not a being within this material world. That is Narayana. And they have become Narayana, Nama Narayana. Narayana is so cheap thing. Therefore, Shastra says, Janme Ruvindaka Vimukta Manina. These rascals, they are thinking they have become Narayana. But they do not know what is Narayana. Janme Ruvindaka Vimukta Manina. Why they do not understand? Tayasu Bhava. They never try to understand what is really God. The thought, God is very cheap thing, everyone can become. So therefore they have been called vimukta mani. Real mukti is described in the Bhagavad. Mukti means mukti hitya anatha rupam. Mukti hitya anatha rupam sarupena avasthiti. When one is cured of his madness and he is situated in healthy state, that is called mukti. So, here in this material world, everyone is mad. Somebody is thinking, I am king, somebody is thinking, I am minister, somebody is thinking, I am Presidente, Dinta, Narayan, so on, all magnet. All magnet. Because it will be finished. His so-called conception of becoming this and that will be finished within few years. But he is eternal. He is thinking the temporary situation of becoming an American, Indian, or minister, or president, or this or that, how long it will stay. It will stay, say, 10, 15, or 50 or 100 years, that's all. But he is not for 100 years. He is Nitya, Shashvatayam, Nahannati, Hannavani, Sadhi, really. But this aspect doesn't mean. He is thinking, by chance I become minister or president or this or that, for some years, this is my position. The Atma Buddhi. So that is the difference between mukti, mukta and bandha. Bondage and liberation. So liberation means to be situated in its own real position. That is called this. So what is our position? If we become little sober, if we become little sober, then we can understand what is my position. So that is called meditation. Or dhīra. Dhīra sattvanam, you see. What is that? Guruji?
I was coming in out of the door there. The people are coming in out of the door here. To close the door.
Out of the door?
The front door is just here.
No. You can keep it open. Come here, there is so much place, let them go. But children may not go. So just try to understand that I am thinking I am such big man. I am minister, I am president, I am this, I am Narayan, up to the last stage, I am Narayan. But if we soberly think that if I am Narayan, then I must be the controller. I must be controller of everything. But why I am controlled by the truth? As soon as there is some pain in the throat, I voluntarily go to a dentist to be controlled by him, then how I become Narayan? In this way, if one studies his life, oh, that he will find it that is fully controlled by something more. Fully controlled. And that control is of the material nature. Who can say that is not controlled by the material nature? That is not possible. Material nature will oblige you. You are very nice, good-looking young man. Material nature will not allow you to remain as very good-looking young man. You must become old man. Your teeth must fall down. So, yes. Your hair must grow grey and you look ugly. Why? But he does not think. This is called ignorance of jnana. Therefore Krishna says, jnanam teham sabidhyo. I will speak to you about jnana. Everyone is an ajnana and falsely thinking that he is some very important person. This is your jnana. Real jnana, as will be explained here, is to receive from Krishna. The Krishna is giving knowledge in the Bhagavad Gita. He speaks in letter chapters that the real jnana is to surrender. This is it. Krishna will say, in the 8th chapter. Bhavanam janmanavante jnanavanu manu prabhadati. After many, many births. So we are, today I may be minister and tomorrow I, after that I may become a dog. But that is not in my control. You cannot say that I am minister, I am this, I am that, I am high court judge or a very important man, so I am ordering material nature, although I shall die. Next life I shall become again high court judge or Narayana or something. No. That is not possible. You are fully under control. You have given a license to enjoy or suffer in this body. And in this body, sustenance is this, karmana daivana trena, jantar vihu, then you get another body. So this gyan, in this gyan, the change of body is not there. Throughout the whole world, big professors, big education, they do not believe in the next birth. 99.94. But that this is a fact. There is. Tathadehantarpa, Krishna says. And we understand. This also, Krishna gives this as an example. Vijanasmin tathadehi, kumara yomanindira. The child is becoming kumar. Kumar is becoming boy. Boy is becoming young man. Young man is becoming old man. So, these changes are going on. Still, he does not know that after this old body is finished, I shall have lasted another. So this is ignorance. Therefore, we have to take knowledge from the most perfect personality of Lord Krishna. This is ignorance. So, jnanam te aham abhijnanam. Abhijnanam means with practical application. As in theoretical knowledge and practical knowledge in scientific advancement. So, simply theoretical knowledge will not help me. Theoretically, I may know that I am not this body. But practically it must be known. If not, if I am not this body, then I am soul, then I am working here in this world only for my body. What I am doing about my soul? That is knowledge. Suppose I have got this coat and pant and hat. If we simply dry clean the coat and do not put any food in the stomach, how long this civilization will go? Starving? So the whole world is in disturbed condition because there is no spiritual food. Only material. Cleansing in heart and coat. That is it. Like cats and dogs. They are interested in the body. So, vijnanam, actually we must know what we are and what is my real business. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. You should carefully note it. Then when I understand that I am not this material body, aham brahmasmi, I am spirit soul, I am Brahma, Krishna is Parabrahma, and we are Krishna's part and parcel, we are also Brahma. Not that by knowledge I become Brahma, I am already Brahma. By ignorance I am thinking not Brahma. Aham brahmasmi, I am spirit soul, I am spirit. And that is my actual position. And when you understand your actual position and act accordingly, that is called mukti. mukti hitya natharupam sarupina avasati. When you understand that we are not this body, we are working whole day and night like cats and dogs, the hogs. The hog is also working here, day and night. Oh, what is his business? Where is food? Yes. Where is food? Where is food? And as soon as he gets food, he eats it, becomes fatty, because food contains all the vitamins. That is the essence of all good food that you take, and the essence is rejected. But it is scientifically true, perhaps doctor will admit. Stool contains all hypophosphate, is it not? Then who is going to eat stool? The hypophosphate is very good for brain. But now eat, therefore these hogs very easily become fat. Okay? So, does it mean that we shall work very hard to find out where is stool and then become fat and somebody will eat me? This is not civilization. Civilization is that you must know what is your real position and act accordingly, and then you become liberated, sarupena avasthiti, that is perfection of life. Don't be misled by the bodily concept of life. That is condemned. The whole Vedic civilization is based on this one. Yashrata buddhi punapeti dhatuke sadhik kalatradi bhova ijjadhi jatitha buddhi salile natarhiti janesu abhigyesu saiva gopar. Anyone who is acting on the bodily concept of life, they are no better than the cats and dogs. So that is going on all over the world. I am Indian, I am American, I am African, I am the body, all world. I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am Christian, I am black, I am white, I am fat, I am thin. So, let jnana, theoretical, and vijnana, samijnana, Bhakshan, Krishna will teach. Take this gun. The most perfect personality. This is our business. We don't care for Krishna. We do not know Krishna. And what to speak of taking knowledge from him. The knowledge is there. But we are so full that we do not take knowledge from Bhagavad Gita. We manufacture our own knowledge. This is called Maya. Maya is so strong that she is not allowed to take real knowledge from the real person, but we shall read volumes of books who are defective with their four kinds of imperfectness, meaning they commit mistakes, their illusion, their future, and their senses are imperfect. So this is the first business. That where we shall take knowledge. The tad-vijñānārtham, daily lesson is, the tad-vijñānārtham guru-meva vigacchet, you should go to guru. Just like Arjuna has accepted Krishna as guru. When Arjuna was puzzled, he surrendered to Krishna. Tishraksiham sādhimān prapanyam. I am Kshatriya. It is my duty to fight, but I am declining. Although you are requesting me to fight, still I am declining. So I am puzzled. Anyway, I can understand. You can drive away this puzzling position. Therefore, I am becoming your Shishya. Shishya Sriham. I become your disciple. I am not going to argue with you on equal footing. Shishya means he is always subordinate. Whatever the guru will say, he will accept. That is the guru and Shishya. So Krishna became guru and Arjuna became a Shishya, disciple, not friend. Of course he knew what is Krishna. The Shishya Kriyam Sadhimam Prapannam. Similarly, we have to find out Guru for perfect instance. That is the only. Otherwise, we shall keep ourselves in ignorance, in mistake, in illusion, in imperfectness, and so many other things. So, this is the injunction of the Vedas, that if you want real knowledge, you must go to Guru. Now, there are so many Gurus. So, whom shall I go? Where shall I go? No. You shall go to a Guru, Samipani Sutriyam Brahmanistham. You shall go to a Guru who is Brahmanistham, a great devotee. He is Guru. Not a so-called Guru, gold-making Guru. Then another cheater. You see? So, the basic injunction is Brahmanistham. That is Guru. One who has full knowledge in Brahma. Atatam Brahma Jivya. So, here also in the Bhagavad Gita we find who is Guru. Tattva-darshana, one has seen the truth. Never says this magic players. No. Tattva-darshana, this is the greatest man. Brahmanishtha, that is the greatest man. How to become fixa in Brahma? That is called Brahma-bhuta, prasanna-atma. As soon as you become Brahmanishtham, fixed up in Brahma, then all your miserable condition finished. Prasanna. That is the sign. Everyone is trying to be very happy. So that you can be by Brahmanishtham, by understanding that you are Brahma. Brahma-bhuta, prasanna-atma. Nasotati, natantati. Samas sarvesu bhuteshu. Madhvakti, devati, param. These are the preliminary stages to enter into the kingdom of devotion. Madhvakti, devati, param. After going through this process, Brahma, Bhuta, Prasanna, Nasojati, Nakansati, Samas sarvesu bhuteshu, then you come to the transcendental platform, and that is the business of Brahma Bhuta state. So, jnanam means to understand oneself and practically saman vijnanam, sabijnanam, vijnanam, practical application, ilam, bhakyami, and Krishna is saying, he's not ordinary human being. As soon as you think of Krishna as ordinary human being, we become more rascal. Abhijanam simana mura mana sintanuvasa. Because I am speaking this Bhagavad Gita, the ultimate knowledge, these rascals sometimes think of me as I am ordinary human being. And therefore, they interpret in their own way. What Krishna has said, the meaning is like this. As if Krishna left the whole book to be interpreted by another rascal. No. You cannot interpret. Therefore, we are presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is, without any interpretation. So if we take Bhagavad Gita as it is, and everything is there clear, don't interpret like fools and rascals, then you get real knowledge. Jnanam, jnanam teham savijnanam, practical. Vapsami asesata. So we must have understood that this is another meaning, that tad-vijnanam tad-guru-mayo-vigacche. So Krishna is showing practically by accepting his friend, very dear friend, as his disciple. That means he is showing his Guru. Guru is Krishna. And one who understands Krishna. That is good. Don't accept these rascals and fools as guru, who denies Krishna. He's not guru. He's teacher. Krishna is right. Now don't accept it. Shishya Preham. I become your Shishya. That means Krishna is the original guru. And one who speaks on behalf of Krishna, he is guru. That is guru. This is the test. Whether he is aware of Krishna, then he is guru. Otherwise, he is not guru. First of all, you understand that. So guru. That is Mahatma. Krishna is saying, Sa Mahatma Sudurlava. That is Mahatma. Who Mahatma? Bhavanam Janmanavanti Jyanavan Mahan Prapandati. Vasudeva Sarma Meti. Sa Mahatma Sudurlava. After many, many births of cats and dogs and trees and these and that, so many, 8 million, when one comes to this knowledge, Vasudeva Sarva Meti, Krishna is everything. Samahatma Sudha. He is Guru. Guru means basic injunction, he must go to a Guru. Now, it may be difficult, who is Guru? But that is also Krishna saying, I am Guru. Matta paradaram nalna kinti jasti dhananjaya. There is no more any better person than me. And he has proved it. He has proved it. Krishna, so long he was on this platform, on this earthly planet, he proved that he was the greatest personality. Greatest personality. Read history and you will see. Then he proved himself from his time. When he was 3 months, he is neither old nor young, but he was playing just like human child on the lap of Mother Yashoda. The Putana came to kill him. So that child will read all this from Bhagavatam, how he killed that big Putana. When he was 7 years old, how lifted Govardhan Hill. So although he was trained, just like ordinary human child, human boy, but sometimes he was showing his almightiness. That is Krishna, that is God. So, jnanam priyam sapi jnanam idam bhakshanya sesata. And just get that. If you try to understand Krishna and knowledge from Krishna, just get this. Jajgatya neha na iha in this material. Jajgatya neha bhuya annat. You have nothing to learn. Because he understands Vasudeva Sarvamidam. Everything is Vasudeva. So, Vasudeva will give him all knowledge about science, about politics, about philosophy, about astrology, astronomy, everything will come. You haven't got to go to some other expert in some particular type of knowledge. But if a devotee, Krishna devotee, he knows everything, all departmental knowledge. Just like we are challenged. That you cannot make any light by combination of chemicals. Why? That we know from Krishna what is what. That we can challenge. We are not fools. We are challenging that if you can prepare one egg only, it is very easy. You can take any egg and analyze what are the chemicals. Then bring that chemical, put together, and give it to the incubator, and produce a chicken. Then I shall know the chemical combination can produce life. What is your opinion, Doctor? Is there any change? Yes? It's simply cheating. Simply cheating. It is not possible. But we know that life cannot be produced by any chemical combination. Because we understand from Bhagavad Gita that Mama Ivanta Jiva. The Jiva, the living entities, is part and parcel of Krishna. So how it can be prepared by chemical composition? It is not possible. There are so many things. So therefore Krishna says that if you study knowledge which I am giving to you, just get that perfectly, then na ya bhuyas anna jnanam. Other department of knowledge will be manifest automatically. You know everything. This is the secret. You haven't got to learn departmentally anything else. Just see. This is the benefit. This is the benefit of Krishna consciousness. That you haven't got to work hard to understand other departmental knowledge. You simply try to take this knowledge and use it. This is Krishna conference. Thank you very much. Any question?
Are there any questions?
गुरु धारण के लिए तो पहले सबमिशन होना चाहिए. गुरु जी हम मूर्ख हैं, हमको आप ग्रहण कीजिए. जैसा अर्जुन बोला था, शिष्य से हम साधिमान प्रपन्नम and surrender to you, you give me knowledge. That's all.
Asking, when did you begin to become the spiritual leader
of Krishna consciousness? What is that?
He's asking, when did you become the spiritual leader of Krishna consciousness?
When my Guru Maharaj ordered me. This is the Guru Parampara. Try to understand, don't go very speedily. A guru can become guru when he is ordered by his guru. That's all. Otherwise, nobody can become guru.
Guru dharan karne ke liye.
Pahle guru to samjho, phir guru dharan samjho. Aane ko
dhyana hai, sir. Guru ji, kaise se aap ki dhyana hai?
जैसे नियम है, गुरु जो बोलेगा उसको सुनने पड़ेगा. साधिमान प्रपन्न आर सरण टू वट एवर यू से आई सिम टेल यू. दैट्स
व्हाट डिड ही टेल यू?
सो व्हाट इज द बिजनेस? व्हाट डिड ही टेल मी? एंड व्हाई कैन आई डिस्क्लोज टू यू? इट इज अ वेरी इनसिग्निफिकेंट थिंग दैट आई हैव टू एक्सप्लेन टू यू. यू शुड बी क्यूरियस विदिन योर लिमिट. You should know that one can become guru when he is ordered by you. This much.
You think about that spiritual master. Is that as good as thinking about Krishna? If we think about our spiritual master, Is that as good as thinking of Krishna?
Yes. Because it is saying Jasya Prasadar Bhagavat Prasad. If you can please your Guru, then you please Krishna. So if you make solid this plan, how to please my Guru, then you please Krishna.
What is it stated in the Bhagavad Gita that if one thinks in the time of death, if he thinks of Krishna, he goes to Krishna. What is it one thinks of the spiritual master?
He will go to Krishna. The spiritual master is also going to Krishna. Now the question should be on the subject matter which you have discussed. Don't bring outside question, then there it will be no end. This is not the process. Because the end will invite question on the subject matter which you have spoken. Anyway, any other question?
See, the Lord Gautami is back to Godhead on page 5. It is said that Sri Vallabhacharya ji, a devotee to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, wrote commentary from Srimad Bhagavat, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejected his commentary. And then he said that that he is not prepared to listen to his commentary, and he gave such another comment.
Not such another comment. The Vallabhacharya, he brought his Subodhani Tika and he was great admirer of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he said that I have written one commentary which is far better than the comments given by Sridhar Swami. So that was disapproved by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If you disapprove previous acharya, or if you become more intelligent than previous acharya, then you are not acharya. This was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Disapprove. Our process is evam parampara praptam evam rajarthaya vidu. We cannot disregard the Sridhar Swami is the original commentator of Bhagavad. If you say that I am better than Sridhar Swami, then you immediately become idiot. If I say that like there are some people, they create some avatar and they say this avatar is better than Krishna, immediately reject. He must know his value. This was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Swami, Sridhar Swami, so he also sarcastically remarked, Swami jeva nahi mane besha bole goni. Swami means husband also. So, if some woman says that I don't care for my husband, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then he is a prostitute. He is a prostitute. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You cannot disregard Swami. Not that they are very friendly. So you can take it as friendly jokingly. That you are so proud that you are disregarding Sridhar Swami. Then you are no better than prostitute.
From Rilad, we go to Yelatan. I grant from the Vedas, of Yelatan, that Krishna is not very dead. This is characterized by the way he used to keep the coffee. He used to dance the coffee. If this was possible, why
did
Krishna call up the water and call
it? He's talking too much.
Would have been to chance to go back to the water.
Say that from the Vedas, we know that Krishna is unlimited, especially when he was performing his Rasa Lila with the gopis. So, but if Krishna is unlimited, why did he not
manifest himself all over the world? All the entities, Ravi, Kuchabdi, Shukubhapu.
Why did he not manifest himself all over the world so that all living entities could have equal chance?
Yes, he manifested all over the world, but you have no eyes to see. That is your defect. Krishna is present everywhere. But the sun is present in the sky. Why don't you see now? Eh? Answer this. Do you think the sun is not in the sky? Do you think the sun is not there? So go on the roof and see the sun. Huh? Why you prove yourself a rascal? That, no, no, there is no sun. Will it be accepted by learned men? Because you cannot see the sun, there is no sun. Will it be accepted by any learned scholar? At night, you cannot see the sun. So, if you say to any learned man, I mean, who knows things, no, no, there is no sun. So, will he accept that? He will say, the sun is there, you will accept, you cannot see. Yes. You just get out of your rascal now, then is. Naham prakasa sarvasya yugumaya samabhitam, Krishna says. He is not exposed to the rascals. But one who knows he is seeing premanyana churita bhakti vilochane na santa sadaivarilayesi vilochane yami shama sandharam achinta guna. The devotee is always Sri Krishna. For him, he is always present. And for the rascals, he cannot be seen. That is the difference. So you have to become non-rascal, then you will see. Ishvara sarvabhutanam riddhese arjuna krishna. In everyone's core of the heart, Krishna is present. But do you know that, can you see, can you talk with him? He is really in your heart. He is present. But he talks with whom? Tesam satadajuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam. So, he talks with the devotee. He is 24 hours engaged in his self. He has taken in Bhagavad Gita. Don't you read Bhagavad Gita? So, everything requires qualification. So this Krishna consciousness movement means we are trying to make the people qualified to see Krishna. Without being qualified, how can you see? That requires qualification.
Lord Krishna is showing Vishva Swarup.
Yes.
So can you show me something about like Vishva Swarup?
You ask me?
Yes.
Am I Krishna? Why are you asking foolishly? That means you do not know Krishna. You are thinking me as Krishna. That you are foolish man.
I'm not thinking you are Krishna.
Then why are you asking me so Vishva Swarup?
Vishva
Swarup
because
Vishva Swarup will be shown by Krishna, not by not Krishna. I am not Krishna.
No, I am not saying you are Krishna, but you are something about
I am Krishna's servant. What Krishna says, I am telling. That's fine. That is my position. I am peon. When the peon delivers 1,000 rupees are sent to you, it is not his money. The money is paid by somebody. By the honesty, deliberately. Yes.
But Krishna is not giving you power?
Yes, yes.
So you can't...
No, I am not so powerful that I can show the Vishnu. He has given me this power that you go and speak to the foolish rascal that I am Baba. That must be. Yes. That is my power. I can say to you that Krishna is Bhagavan. That's all. I never become equal to Krishna.
Why would people describe the worship of Shiva instead of worship of Krishna? Because Krishna is known as Lord.
Because they can get immediate money from Shiva. That is the reason. Lord Shiva is the proprietor of the supreme person within this material world, and he is Ashutosh, very easily pleased. Therefore, materialistic person go to him for some material benefit, and it is. That's all.
Shiva is the greatest Vaishnava.
Huh? Yes, everyone is Vaishnava. He is the greatest Vaishnava. Vaishnavanam yathasambhu. Unless he is Vaishnava, how he gets his power? The power comes from the original person. Matta smriti jnanam apohanam. So unless one is Vaishnava, he has no power. Alright. You have question once, not twice. You have already done question. You have also done. Don't take all the time. Let others say.
But he then, or Chidan Mahaprabhu was accepting our Sanyas order. He refused to take the name as he was being given by his guru. And he accepted to keep Krishna Chaitanya as his name, which was a Brahmacharya name. Why was this?
What is that?
When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took Sanyas, his guru offered him one name, but he refused. And prefer to keep the name Krishna Chaitanya, which is a Brahmacharya name. Why was this?
Because he took sannyas from a Mahavadi sannyasi. And Mahavadi sannyasi, they think of themselves as they have become Narayana. But Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu refused to accept that theory that he is Narayana. He preferred to remain a Brahmachari than to become a false sannyasi and claim to become Narayana.
Sir,
yes.
When you change the, when you do the changing is contained in the nature of this. Why is this and why do we change to 16 rounds?
You see, not 16 dams, you can chant unlimitedly. Minimum means because they cannot chant more than that, they are permitted. Otherwise, kirtan is allowed. So, you must have a fixed amount of kirtan. That is called tapasya. That we must finish at least this much, if not more. Sankha purvaka namagana natiji. Sankha purvaka. By numerical strength, one should chant. That is called bhav. This is right. So, these European Americans, they cannot imitate Haridas Thakur, who was chanting 300,000 times. So, we do not advise to imitate, really do something. One name is sufficient. He can chant one name only. That is sufficient. But that is not possible. So, to understand the value of name, at least we must have some numerical strength. All the Goswamis used to do that. We follow their footprints. Thank you. Now, chant.